Here's where we're at this point. It's amazing to me that we still have people that don't understand the vaccination COVID thing. And we're not going into it again. We're not going to get preachy. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because we're at a place right now that Family Guy, okay? That's the stupid show on Fox that Anthony and I love with the family that has Peter and the dog yeah. and the baby. And it's just a ridiculous show. And our good friend David A. Goodman used to be one of the creators and writers of it back in the day. And we love the show, but it's a cartoon. It's like a dark, dirty, completely inappropriate cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where we're at. Family Guy today released a PSA to get vaccinated.
God, I hate getting shots. What am I going to get this stupid COVID vaccine anyway?
Peter, it's COVID. You should know how to say it. It's been well over a year.
Yeah, well, I only ever read it.
Oh, it isn't the mommy to be. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to be competent today. Now, before I administer the vaccine, do you have any questions?
Yeah, how does your vaccine work?
Well, think of the vaccine as a large ethnic bouncer and COVID as the drunk entitled white kid yelling, "Do you know who my father is?"
Oh, Jesus.
Vaccines have been around for hundreds of years. They helped eliminate smallpox from the face of the earth, and they're well on the way to doing the same with polio.
Exactly, Stewie. Thank you. Stewie is smarter than 3/4 of the people I work with.
Those were once devastating diseases, you understand. And now, thanks to vaccines, you don't even have to worry about them.
Right.
What do you say, Brian? Should we show them how it works?
So all the people that you know that got smallpox, oh, wait, nobody does.
Right.
Why? Yeah. Because they make you get a vaccine when you're like 2.
Yeah.
For smallpox. That's why it doesn't exist anymore.
That's the point they're making, yeah.
Well, I have a date with that chick that works at the bowling alley.
And it's not going to be totally preachy. I'm just warning. It's not really preachy. It's more sciencey. So
we like sciencey.
Yeah, so just bear with us.
What the hell? Where are we?
We're inside the fat man's body.
Fine, I'll text her. I'll be late. There's no reception.
Yes, there's too much plaque in his arteries.
There's a lot of plaque and there's a lot of fat in the bloodstream.
Anyway, vaccines protect us from illnesses by activating our immune response without the danger of actual infection, thereby training the body to fight off the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the COVID vaccines work by exposing your immune system to proteins which resemble the spike protein of the virus.
And it's Meg's head.
Yeah.
But cannot infect you. The vaccine
everybody hates
stimulates
Meg.
Your immune system to make antibodies against the virus, mimicking what happens when you get COVID, except that you don't get sick with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
The mRNA vaccines actually use the genetic code of the virus to create a pretend version of the spike protein.
See, that's the thing. It's a pretend DNA strain of the COVID itself.
Yeah, they do a good job of kind of explaining this because there's a lot of stuff that I didn't fully understand. But now that they have the Meg head vaccines floating around and Stewie and Brian are inside Peter explaining it, this is what I needed. I needed them inside Peter showing me exactly what the vaccine. I mean, I was vaccinated, but just still, it's nice to understand.
Hi, I look like the virus, but I'm not the virus.
Right.
When the real virus tries to attack your body, these pre-made circulating immune proteins are already available, coded to recognize the virus and at the ready to fight back. They essentially bind to and kill the invading virus, drastically reducing the chances that you'll get
sick. They wake up and kill Meg.
The vaccine also results in the creation of memory cells that will fight the virus in years to come.
Mm-hmm. Memory cells, right. I'm glad you said that. I was going to touch on it.
Don't do that. So the more quickly we all get vaccinated, the more quickly we can all get back to doing the things we love safely.
Right, like that.
See, Stewie is brilliant. I'm telling you.
That chick at the bowling alley.
Yeah, I was thinking of, like,
the fact that Family Guy had to go to this length, you know.
Billions of COVID vaccines have been administered safely to people
like
around
the
world.
Like, the CDC wasn't enough.
Brian,
we needed Stewie to tell us about this.
Yeah, people probably listen to Stewie more than they listen to Fauci.
From Peter's liver.
Help me.
Oh, God.
Yes, let's just swim over here.
All right, well, what Peter might ask is, what if the vaccine makes him sick?
The common side effects from the COVID vaccines are generally mild.
It lasts like 20 seconds.
And last
then you're fine.
Do we really need to have this conversation, though? You don't know the answer to this question yet?
No, that's why you got to do a cartoon.
And have serious long-term side effects? COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he also says he just figures everyone else is going to get it, so why does he have to?
Well, what he should understand is that getting the shot not only protects him, but also the people around him.
Mm-hmm.
But even more importantly, if the virus is allowed to spread through an unvaccinated population, it could mutate into a variant that the vaccines might not protect against.
Exactly.
And then we're right back where we started.
Gal That's
Gadot
the problem.
Singing Imagine. We cannot let that happen.
No, that was terrible, yeah. Celebrities
like
trying to help us through
rocks.
COVID.
Except, you know, without the rock.
Yeah, it's like school. Way to end strong, Brian.
So now they've,
you know what,
they've beamed back to mind. Now.
Something inside of me tells me I ought to get the shot.
I think you're going to be very happy you did.
Okay, just give me fair warning because I'm very afraid of needles. And
mm-hmm.
also some guy on the radio said...
You're done.
That
some guy on the radio who's, as we know, probably
Bart
now dead.
Simpson Band-Aid?
There we go. So that's a PSA from your friends and family, guys. So if you don't want to listen to the CDC or science or experts...
Or us.
Maybe, yeah, or us. Maybe go listen to Peter and... Brian and Stewie. And, you know, it reminded me there was this really funny thing today that there was a letter to the editor written to The New York Times that I wanted to read to you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this is a good one. And just so you know, this is so funny because I have a friend that works The New York Times and it's his job to go through the comment section.
No.
And
can
yeah,
you imagine?
It's a stressful job. You can imagine when Trump was president, what it was like working for the New York Times. Oh, yeah, it was tough. So I think he's one of the people that kind of unearthed this. So this is interesting. I have to confess to being a one-time anti-vaxxer. I was adamantly opposed to the vaccines against measles, mumps, pertussis, diphtheria, tetanus, and polio that I was mandated by the state to take.
Tetanus.
But I later realized that it was actually a good thing. And then they close it by saying, kindergarten changes a person. So, yeah, as you can see, they're making the point that even in kindergarten, you have to be vaccinated to go to school here in the States. So there you go.
I'm going to tell you something that's starting to flare up in the South. So there's a couple of people right now that I know haven't been vaccinated, so you can't blame it on the vaccine,
okay. But
are getting shingles.
From?
Just, there's something in the environment that's giving them shingles. It's like an uptick in shingles that people, even doctors are going, I don't know what the hell's going on.
There's a shingles epidemic where you live?
It's starting. I'm telling you now, it's starting. I can't explain it. But I want to warn you now, you don't want to get shingles. You don't want it. It was the worst thing in my life.
Wait, you had shingles?
Yeah, when I was like 20.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so bad. It hurts so bad.
I don't think I know exactly what it is. What is it?
It's kind of like chicken pox. So you get it on your skin and it's like bubbles and stuff like that, but it could be small. It doesn't have to be big on your skin, but
okay.
It feels like, well, and the doctor has to scrape it, which is horrible, but go down to your fireplace, get a red hot poker and just poke yourself nonstop over and over and over again. That's what it feels like for like a month.
I can't believe you got it so young because I remember asking my vet because I spent so much time with my dog. No, I actually asked my doctor. I heard there's a shingles vaccine and
right.
I said, you know, do I get that? He's like, no, you're way too young. So I'm surprised you had shingles at 20 because I think it's a thing for older folk.
Yeah. And I got it when I was 20. I'm telling you, I couldn't go to work. I couldn't do anything. Ew. I mean, it was painful to even open your eyes.
Whoa.
So bad. And it took so long to get rid of it.
And what did you have to do to get rid of it? What do you do?
They give you B12 and whatever, you know,
wow.
They give you things to get rid of it. But man, it's so painful. And I only
how
had
long?
A little,
how long did it take? How long was it in your system?
Probably about a month.
You had shingles for a month?
I took 2 weeks off of work. Me.
Oh, yeah.
Me. I don't take any time off of work for nothing. I lose a leg. No. I go to work the next day.
Yeah, on the other leg.
I always say, if I call in sick, call the ER. Because it's not good. I took 2 weeks off. That's how bad it is. So I know three people right now with shingles.
What?
Just telling you, it's coming, and I can't explain it. I don't know what it is.
Something else to worry about. That's all I needed in 2021. Awesome. Thanks. Oh, thanks for this lovely. Thank you.
You would be so. You would be such a pain in the ass with that. I'm telling you. It's kind of like. Rib broken Cooper. It's like
that was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's that on steroids.